And as usual, we are awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you may have for Andy. Call us or text us, whichever is easier, 651-461-9226 for any kind of home improvement question you might have. Andy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. I hope you are, too.
We've had,
I don't know how much snow you guys received in your area. We didn't get all that much here, but some people got, you know, like 4 inches of snow. Any particular issues folks calling Linda saying, hey, help, I got this stuff coming through my roof or my ceiling or anything like that, or was this pretty moderate?
You know, it was pretty moderate. Didn't get a lot of leaky roof calls. It definitely sparked the phones on Friday. It was a higher than normal volume of phone calls yesterday at the
office.
What
are they asking about?
You know, I think the cold weather just got everyone to think about windows, doors, insulation, last minute gutters, you name it. People start to panic a little bit when that snow flies and they haven't cleaned out their gutters or looked at their insulation or fixed any of the doors and windows that they thought about fixing last winter when their home was cold and drafty. So now they're like, oh, I got to get that done. Those are the phone calls that we're getting. And I think we're kind of lucked out. Looks like we got a little bit warmer weather, at least the next couple of days. And hopefully this was a big reminder that we need to get our homes ready for wintertime, whether that's cleaning out all of your vents, making sure that all of your intakes are clear. What I mean by intakes, Denny, you know, what a lot of people call the overhang or the eave, the soffit area,
yeah,
that is where the air is drawn into your attic. If you have a wood soffit that has little 10-inch by 6-inch vents cut into it, there's a fine screen on the inside of that vent. If you haven't ever cleaned that, you should. Almost always when we replace people's soffit and fascia, we have got to clean that out. When if that isn't cleaned out, or we have to cut it even and add more vents, cut it out completely. But if those vents aren't even letting air come in at all, that means all that warm air is getting trapped into your attic, and it increases your chances of condensation, mold, mildew, and issues in your attic by a substantial amount. Ventilation is just as important as insulation, if not more important. And this is one of those things that we tend to overlook. One, it's usually 2 to 4 screws that we have to take out in order to remove that vent. And then, it's a brush or an air hose, something to clean out the fine screen that's in that vent. Now, you can go up in those vents and just try to blow it I have a portable air compressor that has forced air. I can do that, but I don't like to, force that air up into my attic. You can move the insulation. I just, if it were me, usually most homes in the Twin Cities are going to have 6 to 10 of those vents. So we're not talking about a lot of time. And usually the soffit's a pretty easy area to get to unless you're talking about a two-story home on the peak side. But it's just one of those things that we lucked out that it's not going to be 30 below freezing over the next few days. So we have some time to do some outdoor work, walk around our home, make sure our dryer vent's clean. All of the caulking is doing what it's supposed to. Nothing's loose. No shingles are loose. And, disconnect your hoses, blow out your irrigation systems. I know that's something I was happy I did. I have a kind of a do-it-yourself irrigation system, Denny. My dad installed years ago. We trenched in some hoses, so we got to hook this up to one outdoor spigot, but this underground hose then goes to the garden, so then we don't have to drag a hose 150 feet over the lawn to get to the garden. And a few years ago, I did not blow that out, and I had to redo said hose. So, not going to make that mistake again.
You got me thinking about these vents and cleaning, and I know it's been several years since Linda's has been out to, whether it's a new roof or insulation. Is this something that the homeowner can kind of do, like maybe with a shop vac or what?
Yeah. If like on the venting system that you have, I believe you have, if I recall, Denny, it was a center vent system that we installed on your home. So we had to cut in the soffit the entire way. There's attic chutes that entire way. If you have like the backpack vacuum by Milwaukee, and you were to go up there and like any of the cobwebs, any of the dust, dirt, grime that can, remember, this is air intake. So air is going to be dirty. And if you live on a dirt road or you get a lot of dust in your area, that air that's traveling up into your house, those particles get trapped in those fine screens. Now, you don't have that fine screen on the backside of the aluminum softened fascia that we installed in your house, Denny. So the chances of those clogging are less. Uh-huh. Having said that, the entire exterior of the home should be, you know, washed at least every other year just to be on the safe side. And that allows your finishes to do what they're supposed to do. Plus, I've noticed that every time I do any washing on the exterior of my home, that's when I find the loose caulk or little things that I had a piece of fascia that was falling loose. I don't know how it happened. Wind got up underneath there or what, but I didn't notice it until I had a piece of fascia that was falling loose. I don't know how it happened. Wind got up underneath there or what, but I didn't notice it until I was out spraying down the outside of the home.
How do you do that? Again, we're, you know, this is November now, so chances are folks are not going to be, well, like you said, maybe moderate temperatures this week you can do it. But generally speaking, as we move into the fall and winter. But during the summer, if you want to clean whatever siding you might have, what do you have to be careful for? If you use a pressure washer, you've got to be careful, right?
Yeah, depending on the siding you have, say like LP Smart Side, it's going to be pretty hard on properly installed LP to have water get behind it. But when you're talking about steel or vinyl siding, you know, there's weep holes in there. So if you're putting pressurized water into that, that can be, you know, detrimental. So on those types of sidings, like steel or vinyl, I think a little bit of Dawn or Tide dish soap or Tide laundry soap or Dawn dish soap on the exterior of your home with a brush and the regular hose is the best way to go. They make those like bottles for exterior washing that you can spray. You know, just, you know, it's those bottles that hook up to the hose and they're designed wash the exterior of your home. Those leave streaks in my experience, unless you're going to use a little bit of a scrub brush. And it just, it's you get the same result with a 5-gallon bucket with some Tide or Dawn dish soap for the exterior of a home. So I don't, you know, they make it so you can wash the windows and you don't have to, I don't know, it doesn't do a good enough job for me as far as I'm concerned.
I know we're going to take a quick break, Andy. I got a couple of questions from listeners. There's a lot of interest in this solar stuff you've been talking about, these solar shingles. One in particular, and maybe you can go through the process, they want to know what, you know, from the start, somebody calls Linda saying, hey, I want to see if I'm a candidate for those solar shingles Andy is talking about. Let's go with that when we come back, and maybe you can kind of walk us through the process of what listeners can do if they are interested in getting Lindis over to their house. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Our phone number is also our text number, 651-461-9226. Another reminder, turn your clocks back 1 hour. We gain an hour of sleep overnight, so turn your clocks back. Daylight saving time ends overnight tonight, and we'll be back to standard time. So set your clocks back 1 hour overnight. Right now in the Twin Cities, 41 degrees, going for 57. Stay with us here, News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show. We are here every Saturday, thanks to Linda's Construction, every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour here on CCO. If you happen to have a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you, either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. Andy Lindis from Linda's Construction back with us answering those particular questions. What about the solar shingles, Andy? I've never seen so much interest in these during our home improvement show as I have with these things, these type of shingles. Tell us the process. Tell us about them and how do listeners go about seeing if they're a good candidate?
Well, like all things at Lindis Construction, all estimates are free. We'll come out and run a comprehensive report on your home to see how much energy we could actually generate with what's available on your roof and kind of go from there. Especially if you're in the market for a roof now, I would highly recommend you at least take a look at what the costs are for this. I don't know about you, Denny, but it really, my electric bills have been like, it's been
creeping up.
I don't know if we're using that much more electricity. I just
I'm with you. I just noticed that too.
It's expensive, and I know I have more things plugged in. I can tell you this. It seems like I've bought, you know, the 8-way outlet extenders, and those are plugged into a lot of different outlets around the house. And with when the kids come home, everybody has 2 or 3 devices that need to charge. I don't know if it's that. I've been pretty diligent about my lights. We've replaced, you know, any refrigerator or freezer that we had at this old farmhouse that was older than 20 years old, because I know how energy inefficient those are. But it's crazy. And I'm hearing this a lot from customers. So if this is the way electricity is going to go, and when I was, you know, we have a couple of customers that have worked at power plants, and just picking their brains, and you start to read about stuff that expires in 2030 in the state of Minnesota, that we need to extend some things in order where, like, some of the articles I've read, Denny, have talked about rolling blackouts after 2030 in Minnesota.
No.
And I don't know if that's because we're using more energy or our grid needs some upgrading or a combination of all of those things, but it's enough to make me at least explore my options of having some power in my home that can run, you know, the essentials. And I'm not the only one, because the other thing that people keep asking us about are whole home generators, backup generators. And it's not something we offer. We work with a couple of companies that do that. We've installed those, you know, at Linda's Construction and my brother's houses. So we have some power should we ever lose power. But I don't know. It's made me think, and it's made me look a lot harder at my bills. My lovely bride handles our in-home electric bill, so I hadn't looked at the prices, and she had been mentioning to me how much they've been going up. So I started doing some research, and yeah, we've paid 20% more in electricity this year than we had last year.
Wow.
And that's, I don't know, that can't continue, I hope.
Well, getting back to these solar shingles, and of course, you know, they're GAF, who I would trust with any kind of product they put out, I think. But can, you know, again, these questions that we're getting here via text, as far as shade, if somebody has partial shade, I mean, if your whole house is not completely shady, is there still a chance to get some of
absolutely.
These shingles? Oh, good.
Yeah. You know, and that's the great part about our assessment and the guarantee and warranties that you get from Linus Construction with the GAF solar shingle. What you're going to receive is, one, a free assessment that's going to tell you exactly what is possible to do on your roof, and two, if you decide to have us install those GAF energy shingles, we're going to put a 25-year guarantee that says if we don't generate the amount of energy that says that we're going to, we will refund you or install more panels to make sure that you do generate that money. And that's every 5 years. So, for instance, Denny, this is how it works.
Okay.
$20,000 system, roof system, solar system. And we guarantee it's going to generate X amount of energy, but it only generates 75% of that energy. What we're going to do at year 5 is either discount your system, the entire $20,000, by 25%. So, you know, you're looking at a really, really good, like $5,000 discount then on there. Or we're going to install more panels for free to generate the amount of energy that we said it would. And so far, every system installed, we've exceeded our energy generational amount. So I think we're getting pretty good at being able to assess what we're doing and how we're doing it. And like I said, we need to, last week it was about 20 more that we need to get sold and installed. That number is markedly less than what it was. So I would believe that this is probably the last week that we're going to be running those extra special deals on GAF energy. It may be the last week or two. So if you are thinking about getting a roof next year, I'd call us now and start the planning process.
Oh, definitely. Especially, like you say, if it doesn't turn out to be producing as much, the customer wins either way.
It's as good of a warranty system and as risk-free of a warranty system as solar gets. And, Denny, this is why I'm comfortable with it. It doesn't take a computer whiz to do the research online about solar companies and realize that almost all of them have a bad rating. All of them don't have good, you know, five-star reviews. The people I've talked to in California look at their systems, those arrays that go over the top of your roof, and they have to service every single one of them. 100% of those systems end up leaking or having some type of issue. So it's this has been a scary thing for me. And almost always, these solar companies overpromise and underdeliver. And I've seen that firsthand here in the Twin Cities. Some of our competitors that do solar will tell people they can do a 10 kW system, and we're saying there's no way in heck this roof can generate that amount of energy. And our systems generate more energy than almost all of the other types of solar systems out there. They're more efficient. So we have a better system, and we have told people it's not going to work, while our competitors have said, yeah, we can install solar here. But people that are desperate do desperate things, Denny, and contractors are no different. And this is why you see most people that are in the solar game go out of business.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, for those that are interested, I know we're heading to a break for weather, but call Lindis, whatever project you have in mind, whether it's solar shingles or not. Maybe you want insulation, maybe you want new siding, or maybe those new windows. 844-9-LINDIS. Easy number to remember. 844-9-LINDIS. LindisConstruction.com. Andy, we'll take a quick break for weather, see what that forecast calls for this week. Be right back with about another half hour of the show. Call us or text us, 651-461-9226 from Newstalk 830 WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our home improvement show presented by Lindis Construction every week. L-I-N-D-U-S 844-9-LINDIS is their number. If you have a home improvement type of question for Andy Lindis, you can call us or you can text us. Here's one number for either. Our number is 651-461-9226. Andy, a text came in real early this morning, and I didn't want to forget about it. This listener is replacing a 12-foot high retaining wall that was built with railroad ties material. They want to know, ask you, what do you recommend to replace it with? Boy, there's a lot of these great stone walls that I think are really good looking. And from what I learned, homeowners can do it themselves too.
Yeah, you know, as long as you can read a level and you take your time on that first course with the cement blocks, they, you know, that goes together. I don't know how else to explain it. If you ever played with Lincoln Logs, you could probably do a retaining wall. You know, they have the lips that kind of lock in, and there's a lot of really good videos you can look at online. This is one of those projects that I've been roped into on a few occasions to help out friends and family when installing a retaining wall. Now, remember to backfill carefully. And when you put on that top row, you're going to end up gluing that down. But I've been part of backfilling uncarefully and ended up redoing the retaining wall that we had just built. So, you know, take your time. And if you know anybody that's ever done it before, don't be afraid to use them. Now, railroad ties are great, but eventually they do rot out. And I just think the cement blocks are easier to install than those.
Yeah, absolutely. And they look great, too. Mm-hmm. Listeners sending a text, they're right now in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. They want to know, what would you suggest to repair cracks on a concrete driveway? That's one question. And caulking around a window, what type of sealant is best? So how about repairing cracks on a concrete driveway? Have you ever done that?
Yeah, you know, the good folks at Henkel, which I believe they have a place right out there in your neck of the woods, Denny. They make a product called OSI quad caulking, which I believe is some of the better caulking you can put on the exterior of your home. And they make a product specifically for concrete, for fixing concrete cracks. If those cracks are a little bit too big, you know, I would recommend using a foam backer rod in first, and then you can put the quad caulking in there. Be careful on the concrete caulking. It does take a minute to dry, and critters can get stuck in it. So sometimes, you know, people put that plastic over the top of there as it cures, especially when it's only going to be 50 next week. You know, it might take a minute, and I wouldn't do it while it's raining. You know, that's it's going to be tough to get it to set up and to know what's what. Now, I have installed caulking on the exterior of a home during the rain to fix a leak. Outside of emergency scenarios, I don't recommend that.
What about windows? What kind of sealant would around a window?
The OSI quad caulking is what I would use around the windows, and they make a OSI. That same company makes a caulking specifically for concrete that I would use.
Okay, so it covers both bases. Mm-hmm. You're right about that other caulking. I tried some a few years ago with, and I don't do it on a windy day because I had to take leaves and other debris out of there too. That'll get stuck in there. Besides birds. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's grab a phone call. I think Sheila's calling in from Stillwater, Minnesota today. Sheila, thank you. What is your question for Andy?
Hi, Denny. Thanks. We called in about 3 weeks ago, and we had a question about our Trex deck, that there's mice living under there, and they are getting in our rim joist and, like, under the ledger there, and they're coming around and getting into the basement bathroom vanity. And my question is actually for Denny. You said that you had somebody come in back in like 1999 and put copper around the base of your house.
It was a pest control company.
Tell me a little more about that.
Yeah, and if you check around with good pest control companies, they do that very thing. They go around, and Andy and I have talked about it, with not only the caulking, but with a copper mesh to fill larger holes. And I'll tell you what, do this. Send us a text, and I'll send you a little more information about that. But yeah, it does. It really does work. Really works.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks, Sheila, for the question.
Good luck, Sheila.
Yeah. That's an issue, and you and I have talked about that, especially this time of year. I wonder if, given the crazy temperatures, if this has given those critters a better chance, a longer chance to get in our homes and cars. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I've had less critters this year than most years. So I was thinking kind of the opposite. It's been so warm out, they haven't tried to get inside the house yet. But I've also been pretty diligent about my peppermint placement this year, so I haven't. Maybe that is the issue. And every year I go around and fix my caulking, and I haven't used copper, Denny. I've used steel wool in some areas before fixing those areas, just to try to keep the critters open. Having said that, we had a red squirrel. I'd take mice over red squirrels every day of the week. I've seen red squirrels chew holes through aluminum to get into houses, and it doesn't seem, no matter what you do, those critters like to get in.
Oh, the red squirrels really do a lot of damage. Yeah, that's for sure. A friend of mine had over $2,000 damage to his car because of a red squirrel. Easily done these days with cars. Good morning, Texter says. My daughter bought a house a while back and has reason to believe the previous owners put new shingles over the old shingles. And they want to know, what are the ramifications of this, and is it more expensive to remove two layers of shingles? Thanks for the good show. You've seen that scenario, I'm sure, a number of times. How would you answer that?
Well, first off, yes, it's going to be more expensive to remove the two layers. Is this bad? Maybe, you know, depending on what was underneath the old roof. If they just covered up old rotten wood, I'd be worried. It might be something you want to look in your attic and just try to assess how the roof decking looks. But it is going to be more expensive to replace your roof. This is how we used to do it. I've been on roofs where, you know, two layers of shingles and two layers of cedar shakes had to be tore off before we get down to the bare wood. And we've always used the analogy, you know, we wouldn't paint a rusted car. And it just for what it costs to remove the shingles and take out the decking, and knowing that we're trying to install a roof that's going to last 50 years, it just makes a lot more sense to remove everything and do it right from the beginning. Having said that, you might be perfectly okay. If there's no issues, this just might be, you know, the roof might not last as long as it should have. But if it's under 5 years old, you're probably okay. If there's no leaks, you're probably okay. If you're really worried about it, have somebody come out and do a free assessment for you. And we do those all the time.
Now, I'm looking at this next text, Andy. It's about a certain type of brand name of an HVAC system. Maybe you've heard of it. I have not. They said we turned it on yesterday, set to 36%. I assume they mean humidity. Mm-hmm. Two people living in the home. It's been running steady since we turned on, now almost 24 hours. Is this normal? System started at 46% when we turned it on. Well, I would, wouldn't you say that's working quite well?
Yeah, well, you know, I would, outside of, you know, it's not reading it right or our sensor's wrong, and now it's down, it's getting it markedly below the 36% level. I'd want to know what your humidity levels are right now. And, you know, for under $20, you can get a battery operated humidity stat. You can go around from room to room and you can understand exactly what the humidity levels are. That's one of the things that tools that we'll bring into your home as we're doing assessments anyways, just so we know how the house is working. But after a day, you know, down to removing 10% of the humidity, depending on what type of HVAC system that you have. I don't know if you have a cold air return or if it's bringing moisture into the home that way. It could be normal. What I would want to do is run a separate humidistat to see what the actual humidity level is to make sure my system is running the way it should. Now, I'm guessing after a couple of days, it's just going to kick on, you know, a couple hours a day to get the humidity where it should be. 36% is not a bad number to set it at. You know, it's between 30 and 40 is where mine is almost always.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good level. And I'm looking at, I know we have to break here momentarily, but I'm looking at a text. I wish I knew more about the gas inserts. We have one, and it worked fine. But this texter purchased a ventless insert for their wood-burning stove. Their question is, should I still leave the old vent pipe in that goes through the roof? Is there an issue there? I wish I knew more.
You know, if you're not going to be using a pipe that goes through your roof, I'd remove it or cap it. That's, you know, there's nothing good from having it open. It's a spot to leak. And this is why a lot of times when we're doing roofs, people have these old chimneys that haven't been used in years. Their HVAC system might be venting up through it, but we'll remove the chimney and put on a normal vent boot a lot of times. So if you're not going to be using it ever again, I wouldn't be afraid to change it out.
All right. Very good. On that note, let's take a quick break. Still have time for more home improvement questions. We have some via text. If you want to add to them or call us, 651-461-9226. Another reminder as we head to this break, turn your clocks back 1 hour. We lose daylight saving time overnight tonight, back to standard time early tomorrow morning. So turn your clocks back 1 hour. Get an extra hour of sleep. 41 degrees now. News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our home improvement show. Andy Lindus answering those questions. Andy from Lindus Construction, Lindus. You know, here it is, Andy. The second day of November, we've got some deals. I always like to ask you about the monthly deals through Lindus Construction. What do we have going this month?
Free labor on the installation of GAF Energy solar shingles and the Infinity Window by Marvin. So pretty awesome offers right now, Denny, as good as it gets.
Oh, absolutely.
And of course, as always, the free heat map analysis. So we'll come out and do the whole home energy assessment and use a variety of tools to tell you what your humidity is, where your air movement may or may not have problems, and what your insulation levels are.
Well, I think it's maybe fun isn't the word, but it's really interesting to see what Lindus comes up with. Maybe you're fine. You've said it before. Maybe your insulation, your house is doing fine, and you'll tell them that. But it's all you got to do is make an appointment to get that insulation estimate, and that testing is done free. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All right. Excuse me. I'm looking at a text that says this: our insulated vinyl siding has a small, 2-inch square broken spot where something hit it. It's exposed to the rain. How should I deal with this? How can that be repaired, do you think?
A temporary fix would be some type of butyl tape to ensure no water can get behind that part of the broken siding. And then taking a new piece of siding and installing it. You don't have to take the entire wall down when it comes to vinyl siding. You can replace that one piece. And people that are good at what they do are usually, that's a pretty half a day fix tops. So if you have any leftover of that vinyl siding, this is why I always recommend people when they're, especially when it comes to vinyl, you know, in our cold weather, a rock hits it, it's going to break. So if you're installing vinyl siding, I would take a few extra sheets and put them up in my rafters in my garage or someplace safe. Same thing with shingles. I always, you know, try to leave any open bundles of shingles with people. So it's really easy to try to, one, figure out what type of shingle it is if you need to repair it. Two, you always have a few if only one shingle is damaged or just a limb hits your roof or whatever the case may be. You have enough material there to do small repairs.
We had kind of a follow-up question, Andy, on our conversation about those solar shingles we opened up the show with. Texter says, is that warranty guaranteed transferable to a new homeowner if we sell?
Yes.
It is.
Yep.
Yeah, another positive. Can I hire Linda's to come out and clean my saw fence? That's not coming from me, by the way. That's from a listener. I assume that that you don't. Do you do that?
Say that one more time, Denny.
Can I hire Linda's to come out and clean my soffit vents?
No.
Okay.
No. No, that'd be more handyman services. We're still kicking around the idea of doing something like that or some type of maintenance program, but we haven't put the finishing touches on it, so it's not, at this point in time, not something we are offering.
Looking at another text, let's see, do we have time? Yes, we do have time. I had a company, texter says, come out and add insulation to the attic. I looked at the job, and it looks okay. He then sealed off the access door with caulking. Is that normal, and should it be permanently sealed off like that?
Not normal, and no. No, there's specific things that we put into attic accesses over the top of them. There's a zipper that you're going to end up having to open up a lot of times to get it back up into your attic, but I would not seal it with caulking. Just, I don't know. I've never even heard of that. No.
Well,
you're going to get in your attic sooner or later. You need access to that.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you inspect it ever? Insulation, I don't know what type of insulation was up there, what they did for attic air sealing or anything like that. So I don't know why they would do that. I get it. It's a cheap fix. It's also a spot that is notorious for a lot of energy to move through. But there's specific systems that, when installed properly over attic access doors, do as good a job, if not a better job, than a bead of caulking is going to do.
Yeah. Good point. I think we have time for maybe one more. My new bay window comes with a cable system. My old bay window, which is probably double the weight, did not have a cable system with no problems. Do you think I need to install the cable system? Just
yes.
Wondering about that. Yeah, okay. Yep. Well, why is
you
that?
Know, depending on how, what kind of bracing you're going to have below, but there's a reason why that those have to be installed. Denny, real quickly, too, I know we're running really short of time here. There was somebody just changed out an HRV to an ERV system on their furnace. The heat recovery or the energy recovery system, if you've just changed it to the ERV, I believe the biggest difference is it doesn't do anything with the moisture. So just make sure your humidity levels are proper. And if you're running a dehumidification system in conjunction with that, you should be okay.
Okay. Finally, and I know we have to run here in about a minute. How can I stop a woodpecker from pecking holes in my cedar shakes?
I'd give the owl a try.
Yeah.
Look up solar-powered owl, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised on how good that is at deterring other animals from attacking your home. Birds especially.
Yeah.
It does a really good, excuse me there. Birds especially are, for whatever reason, I just installed it this year. I have a covered porch that some birds were trying to build nests on, a couple of variety of birds, and I installed that owl, and I have not had a bird come back to that area. So,
how about that? Well, there you go. Some people say, I wish I had a nickel for every time we get that question answered.
This solar-powered owl, the eyes light up, and it will screech like a hawk. I don't know why they made it sound like a hawk and not an owl, but they did, and the head moves. And, you know, you put a couple of set screws in there, install it, and you never have to worry about it.
As they say, Bob's your uncle. Okay. We got to go, Andy. Let's do this again next week.
Sounds great, Denny. Thanks a lot. Have a great
Thanks
day.
Thanks so much. And you as well. If you want to get in touch with Linda's Construction, as we like to say, just easiest number to remember is 844-9-LINDIS, 844-9-LINDIS. Another reminder to turn your clocks back 1 hour. Fall back. We head to standard time once again tomorrow morning. Fall back. Yeah, get an extra hour of sleep. Denny Long, thanking you for your company. Ryan Perpich, thank you for the help today. I can tell you sunshine and near 57 degrees in the Twin Cities, but rain is on the way. Stay with us here on CCO.